Hey there. What are you doing over here? Just hanging out, huh? All by yourself? That's too bad. No, I'm not making fun of you. I totally get it. I'm doing the same thing after all. I just got back a little while ago, only to see that my floor was in the middle of a party and my room was, occupied. Yeah, so as gross as this place is now, I could be somewhere way worse. I must stand out looking like this in the middle of the hallway, but no one has bothered me. And that's nice, but it doesn't change the fact that this party is pretty lame. The music sucks, the snacks are stale, and there's nothing exciting going on. But you don't seem to mind. I guess you're pretty busy with your phone. You've been typing away for a while there. Who are you texting, huh? Your girlfriend? I should have just brought her here instead. You would have a lot more fun that way, don't you think? You don't have one? Did you break up before you left for college? That's actually pretty common. Long distance isn't for anyone. Oh. You've never had one. I see. That's no good. Don't you know it's dangerous? A cutie like you needs someone to protect him before he gets eaten up. I'm completely serious, cutie. What's wrong? You don't like it when I call you that or something? There's no deep meaning to it or anything, so. What's with that disappointed look on your face? I guess you really wanted it to mean something after all. Sorry to disappoint. I'll just call you that because I don't know your name yet. We didn't introduce ourselves. So let's back up a little, okay? My name's Spring. I'm an art major in my junior year at this college. Your turn. That cute name suits you. And a first-year business major? I bet you have some impressive goals. Gonna make a lot of money, buy a big house and a fast car, then have women fly all over you, right? No? That's too bad. Would have been fun to watch. Then what are your goals? What are you gonna do with that fancy business degree when you get it? Are you serious? Yeah, it's a little surprising. Didn't realize how naive you were. You want to fix the economy? The big house and the trophy wife are way more realistic than that. But good luck with that. My grandkids will probably need all the help you can give them. That part of society is a little too bleak, even for my taste. So please promise me you'll do best for little Brenda and Erica. Of course, I've paid out their names already. They'll be named after the actor and hero from my favorite movie ever. It's about a guy who comes back to life to prove his love by killing a bunch of jerks. Ain't that so freaking romantic? You don't think so? Well, to each their own, I guess. Anyway, what were we talking about again? Oh, right, my goals. Well, I just love to recreate the beautiful things I see. The medium doesn't really matter. Pen and paper, oil and canvas. I've gotten better at digital art, too. The things I post online seem to do well, even if my professors don't get them at all. Some say my art's too depressing, but I disagree. Beauty can be found in the darkest places, you know? Nighttime cityscapes, starry skies, and flowers that bloom under moonlight. Yeah, I mean it. I know I look like this, but I'm really into flowers, dude. Especially cute little wallflowers like you. I hope you'll bloom for me soon. Your reactions are too cute, like a little puppy. Feel free to whimper. I won't stop you. What? You don't want to be a good little pup for me? Ah, I get it. You think it's weird for me to like dogs, don't you? Just because I'm a goth, I can only like black cats and lizards, I guess. Is that how you see it? If that's not it, Then get that dumbfounded look off your face before I get rid of it for you. Hit you? I wouldn't bother hitting you. Do I even need to go that far for a guy like you? Rather, wouldn't you consider that a reward? Are you sure? I don't think I could put it past you. You just have that kind of face. The face of someone who needs their mommy to tell them what to do. You need someone to put you in your place and keep you there. You're looking for someone like that. And that's why you show up to these parties full of extroverts who won't even notice you. You think eventually one of them will, and your life will be set. They'll give you all the attention you've been craving your entire life. If only things could be always so convenient. But, lucky for you, tonight, your wish came true. I'll take on that role for you. I'll be your mommy if you want. But, if you say yes, there's no turning back, no matter how much you beg or scream. Likewise, if you just deny it out of embarrassment, this offer goes up in smoke. So, choose your next words very, very carefully. Looks like you made up your mind. Let's hear it. What do you want? You made the right choice, cutie. Still acting shy when I call you that, even though we both know you love it. So adorable. To celebrate, we can hang out somewhere else. Going against me already? That's what I thought. Come on, there's nothing to be scared of. Let's go. Come on. Oh, good, this room's empty. No, this isn't my dorm. My roommate's still using it. So, in the meantime, we can just use this one. Well, this room belongs to the person my roommate is with, so it should be quiet here for a while. Don't worry, if they get mad for the problem they caused, here, mommy will handle it. So now, you just have to sit there for me.
What for?
Well, if a guy and a girl head over to an empty dorm room, obviously, it can only be for one thing, right? So, I hope you're ready.
To be my model!
The look on your face! It's priceless! God, I can almost taste your disappointment.
Sorry for getting your hopes up, but I'm serious. Like I said, I love drawing beautiful things, and you caught my eye. Luckily, I bring my materials with me wherever I go.
A pen, tablet, my notebook, and some pencils, among other things. I can make you a nice sketch right away. And I'll make sure to bring out all your cute features. Is that okay with you?
Then we have a deal. In that case, I'll need you to pose for me. Since it's the first time, I'll let you keep your clothes on.
Well, yeah, we all have some experience using nude models. It's part of her coursework. It's nothing to be scared of, but you don't have to worry about that this time. Probably.
Anyway, lay on the bed.
No, on your back. With your right knee up. Yeah, that's it. Then put your arm over your forehead.
Perfect. You're natural. Just stay like that for a while.
Try not to move, all right?
Oh, talking is fine, of course.
Yep, you're doing great. I'm so glad I found you at that trashy party. I look forward to working with you like this more from now on. Ugh, I guess I have to thank my roommate for kicking me out. That's a weird feeling.
By the way, where is your roommate?
Were they at the party? Not like I would recognize them.
Whoa, really? The school give you your own room? Oh man, you really did hit the jackpot.
In that case, then there's no one to get in your way.
For inviting me, of course.
Is it so strange for your mommy to visit your room? I have to make sure my pup is being taken care of. And while I'm there, we can have plenty of
sketch sessions without worrying about anyone else. Sounds fun, right? Oh? Your face turned all red. I'm wondering what you're imagining. The point is, you can look forward to us hanging out a lot more. Just like you want it, right? Actually, this is just in time. There's a concert I wanted to go to, and I didn't have anyone to bring. You're free next Saturday, right? I didn't mean it like that. Well, maybe I did. But that doesn't mean I'm wrong. You're free, aren't you? Then let's go on a date and see the show. I don't know how to describe their music, but I'll know you have a great time. You can trust me by now, can't you? Okay, I think that's pretty good for a rough sketch. I'll have plenty of chances to draw something more detailed. Thanks for waiting. Come have a look. Well, what do you think? That's so sweet of you. You can keep it if you want. Yeah, it's your reward for being such a great model. You have something none of the other people do. Obedience? Anyway, you were a big help, so take that. Of course, I could give you another reward with it. Well, I have something in mind. Well, if you can help me with being my model more often, I can help you with something else. I can see that you're already pretty excited. What am I talking about? Your bulge. It's practically pulsing. How about I just suck you off for being a good boy for mommy? Oh, come on, no need to be shy. This is what we both wanted. You've just been playing around until now, but you've earned it. So, go ahead. Hands up your pants and let it out. There it is. I knew it was big, but damn. It's not gonna fit in my mouth, but that's not gonna stop me. Let me try something first. It tastes so good. Your smell. And the sound of your groans is driving me crazy. I can't control myself anymore. It's throbbing so hard in my hands. I want to make you come. You're leaking pre-cum already. Just give me everything you've got. That's it. You're about to come. Come for me, baby. Come for mommy. Your semen spraying down my throat. You're making your mommy so happy. You did a great job. I bet it felt amazing. Getting zocked off by a girl who can barely fit the tip. I loved every minute of it.